shot where the vultures perch. That's where I'm gonna build my church. Ain't gonna be no priest, ain't gonna be no boss. This is Charles Nelson Reilly, nailed to a cross. I don't kiss, I don't shit, I'm getting over me. They shake their heads in disbelief. Go! Just me on a hilltop with 15 girls in a Nelson Reilly orgy that'll make your hair curl. Don't piss, I don't shit, I'm getting no relief. People shake their heads in disbelief. Yeah, Charles Nelson Reilly, he's our man. He can't heal the sick with the touch of his hand. He can't walk on the water, can't make wine flow. Just another B actor on a late, late show. I don't piss, I don't shit, I'm getting no relief. People shake their heads in disbelief. Go!
This is the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 32. I am your host, Absolute Deicide, from gruntfreepress.com, the website where things happen every now and then. And dogs are barking because I'm recording at a fucking weird time of day, as usual. I guess there is no normal time of day to record at. I fucking got up late and I was just like, oh shit, I got something to do. I'm not going to have time to record it beforehand. Whatever, doesn't matter. Just heads up, if you hear fucking dogs whining before the last episode, there were fucking people fucking having night terrors in their fucking sleep, but who knows? It's a madhouse over here. It's a fucking crazy fucking madhouse. Alright, get right into it. Some free games on Steam you probably can't get anymore. Some fucking free giveaways. I mean, I don't know. I'm horrible. If you're fucking coming, I'll tell you right now, if you're coming to this podcast, like, oh, I want my fucking timely fucking video game news so I can run out and grab something fucking quick or whatever, get on some fucking, like, flash sale or something, probably not. I've said it before. I'll give you the generalities of, like, fucking, hey, probably have Steam and check on there every now and then for fucking shit, their sales and shit they're giving away. Because by the time I fucking come out with my little takes on it, it's usually a little too late to jump on them. But, yeah, worth mentioning what they were giving away. Jet Set Radio, which was a Sega game, I think originally on Dreamcast, I want to say. I know there's a version I played for it on the original Xbox, and I'm not sure. I think they might be a little bit different games, but definitely on original Xbox, I fucking played a lot of it. I fucking like that game. Don't remember too much of it. Just hear fucking rollerblading around and fucking spray painting, and there's fucking like real shitty, but kind of shitty good, like fucking like techno fucking club music as you're fucking going. Most I remember from fucking the original Xbox, you could fucking make your own tags, so you could fucking, like, just go in and, like, fucking, like, pretty much pixel art fucking a tag to fucking spray, so you'd spray areas and fucking, like, it'd be your tag that you made that you'd fucking put on the walls and shit, as part of, like, a side quest or some bullshit. I remember, yeah, you know, I was, like, fucking, like, whatever, 12, 13, so there's a lot of dicks and fucking vaginas and shit everywhere, all over the city, which I thought was pretty funny at the time. So I could fucking dig up. I don't know what the fuck happened to my original Xbox, but fucking, I don't think I have one anymore. I don't know what the fuck happened to it. But yeah, it was pretty funny. But it's, again, it's free. I'm like, fuck it, dude. Yeah, it's fucking free games. That was free. Golden Axe, which is fucking, yeah, I think it's the Genesis version because it's the Mega Drive collection or some bullshit on there. That was free. And then some other, I don't know, some fucking Wrath of the fucking Bunny Rabbit, some bullshit, new fucking indie, I don't know, looked dumb. But whatever, it was free. It was fucking, that was kind of cool. I've heard, I mean, fucking rumors, some like fucking, I don't know what the fuck sale it was, some kind of winter fucking summer giveaway, some bullshit, I don't know, who knows. But you said to fucking, you know, I saw it, and of course, I'm like, I don't really care, like, whatever, it's fucking dumb shit on there, but then, like, I'm like, it's fucking free, cool, fucking click on it, and, like, you know, there's different tiers, and the first tier was those, like, three games that were free, so that was kind of cool. I've heard, I mean, just fucking ear to the fucking wire of the internet, that there's another round of that shit coming. Ugh, gross. I just came back from the dentist, so, excuse me, if mouth feels a little too clean for my liking. and my throat's fucking gross as usual. Yeah. So the word on the street is fucking, yeah, there's going to be like another round of, those free games. I think it's all Sega, I think. And I guess there's rumor is the fucking next, one's going to be Streets of Rage and, Condemned. Which again, just rumor, just fucking throwing it out there. Just keep your eye out. Again, fucking preemptively, like, hey, before I fucking, you know, what good is this shit? It's fucking podcast right in the fucking trash. Before any of that, just fucking, yeah, just keep your eye out on fucking Steam, fucking Streets of Rage, Condemned. Streets of Rage, I'm all right. I think it's pretty cool. I'm not like a huge fan of it. But Condemned, I mean, if you haven't heard my thought on Condemned, let me tell you. And the reason I'm like fucking whatever, not even bother saying anything, just a rumor, but any chance I have to talk about Condemned, the first Condemned, I'm gonna take it. I'll jump right on that shit. Yeah, go to gruntfreepress.com and check on my Condemned review. Yeah, I love that fucking game. Short version is, I think it's Condemned, fucking the first one. It's just amazing, fucking some of the best fucking survival horror, probably the past like decade or so, if I had to just put a fucking random timeline on it. But like best fucking like modern fucking survival horror game, really fucking good. Yeah, so fucking keep an eye on that, and if it's not free, fucking buy it somehow anyway, or fucking play it, because that game's great. Yeah, so I was just going through, like, fucking Golden Axe. I'm like, yeah, cool. I've played through Golden Axe a couple times. So I'm like, yeah, whatever, it's free. I'll fucking try playing Golden Axe. I had my fucking arcade stick out and shit. So I'm like, yeah, whatever, man, fuck it. I was having trouble with fucking, right? Like, I wouldn't recognize the arcade stick like it would. Like, it's like fucking, like, you know, it's a weird fucking pop-up at the beginning to set everything up. So I'm going to the options, like, trying my stick, and it's like, well, I was fucking recognizing the buttons or something, but, like, I'm trying to play it, and it's not, like, the stick itself. Like, I couldn't fucking control it, so I'm like, yeah, this is fucking dumb. Like, whatever. I didn't feel like fucking with it too much, so I'm like, dude, you know what? I probably have fucking Golden Axe and fucking MAME and fucking MAME. I know fucking MAME works fine and how to fucking set it up, so, yeah, I tried to, I'm like, fuck it, dude, just fucking booted up MAME. I'm like, yeah, cool, this is free, but so is MAME, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's fucking the version of Golden Axe, dude, on there is the, like the, on MAME is like, you know, obviously it's the actual arcade version, so it's like, yeah, fucking hell of a lot better. I mean, it looked better, it fucking played better and shit. I'm like, why would I bother with the Steam version? But whatever, you know, kudos to them for like, oh yeah, Golden Axe as a game. Quick reminder, I mean, fucking go to archive.org, and just, and grab all the MAME ROMs right from there, and, whatever, I mean, get whatever the newer version is, I think, or whatever. I mean, it doesn't really matter too much. I mean, they're old fucking games, like, whatever, but, I think the version I was using is like the 0.151 ROMs or whatever. You get it right there, archive.org, just one fucking download, bam, get all those, and you can just search, even go to like the actual like MAME site, to get, you just get a match up, like whatever the ROM set is of that version, go to fucking the MAME, like official MAME site, and just get the fucking launcher, like the MAME UI is what I use for fucking Windows 10, like whatever. I think it's like that's for like 64-bit systems or whatever. Yeah, that's fucking good shit. Podcast is also on archive.org, so that's how you know quality. It's a quality site. If you're not hosting anything grunt free, I mean, you're fucking out of the loop. And you don't know what you're missing. But anyway, Golden Axe, fucking that game's fucking great. Like it's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I played a little bit of it here and there. I probably played on like Genesis when I was a fucking kid. Like, it obviously didn't leave that big of a fucking impression on me, but I probably played it on like the fucking whatever that Genesis collection that came out on 360 with like fucking whatever the fucking bunch of games on there. I probably played it then too, but it's never really stuck with me. But I'm like, oh yeah, this fucking playing that arcade version with the fucking arcade stick. I'm like, dude, this game's fucking great. Fucking Golden Axe is awesome. I mean, it's pretty much, if you look at it, it's pretty standard like arcade, just to, you know, beat 'em up or whatever. Fucking you know, fucking just side scrolling, just fucking punch, kick, fucking, you know, you get like a special jump kick or whatever. I mean, fucking not that in depth, like gameplay wise, I guess, but I mean, just the setting's fucking great. I mean, as far as like those beats them ups. You know what I mean? Like fucking saying like Streets of Rage or something that's like fucking like whatever, 80s, 90s, like New York, just like city, like whatever, or fucking, you know, like the fucking Ninja Turtles one or like whatever, that type of like cartoony shit or, but, I'm just in the fucking Golden Axe, just in the fucking, having that in the medieval fantasy setting. It's like, you know, it feels like fucking like Conan the Barbarian or some shit. I mean, it's just fucking cool as shit. Gives you like three characters to choose from. You get a male warrior, pretty much looks like fucking Conan the Barbarian, like straight up. And there's a little dwarf gnome guy, whatever the fuck you want to call him. And then the chicken, you know, fucking this blonde chick in her fucking underwear. You know, obviously you're going to fucking, I picked the hot fucking pixelated chick. Cause I mean, why wouldn't you? If you're going to fucking play a game, you got to pick the, you know, there's a hot chick available. Why wouldn't you? What do you want to look at a dude? Fucking faggots. Yeah, like the aim is fucking, yeah, go right through it. It's fucking short fucking game. It's fucking pretty easy as far as fucking arcade games go too. You know, especially, you know, fucking the beat 'em ups where it's just like, it's fucking, you know, almost designed to fucking murder you every fucking 2 seconds. But it's not really like that. It's not even really like a fucking quarter muncher. I mean, and get through most of it pretty fucking easy. I mean, last boss is kind of a fucking pain in the ass. I mean, you can see, like, getting to him and being like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? He fucking died quite a bit. He's kind of cheap and shitty. But, I mean, that's all that's really hard. I mean, it seems like it's fucking a game meant to actually be, like, played rather than fucking eat your fucking money in the arcade. It's kind of unique or fucking rare or whatever. Yeah, I mean, fucking most of it's just all fucking melee attacks. I mean, fucking, and they all look fucking brutal as shit. You do, you know, you can run and fucking hit attack. You do a fucking, like a drop kick, like a flying fucking kick, like across the screen. You can fucking just kick people off ledges and shit. It's fucking pretty cool. It's fucking funny. I like that. If you do, you know, even just like straight up just hitting them, you know, bashing a dude a couple times. A lot of times they'll, like, fall to their knees, and you fucking just take, like, the handle of your fucking, the hilt of your sword, and you just fucking, like, bash them in the fucking head. It's pretty cool, and they fucking, you know what I mean, they fucking, you kill them, and they fucking, do like a fucking standard, like, Wilhelm fucking scream, dude. It's fucking great. I don't know, it's just a fucking awesome game. Looks awesome, the fucking art's great, music's fucking cool. You know, you get, even chilly, you know, you're going around collecting, power-ups, like little blue, vials of, like, magic or some shit. You fucking get them, you know, you start, you know, start with, like, different, I think you start with, like, 5 of them, and you fucking, like, keep getting more of them, you know. I'm sorry, you start, like, fucking the chick I was playing, like, her, like, you start off, you fucking hit it, and you have, like, a couple of them or whatever, a couple of those vials, it shoots up, like, a fucking, like, clean, screen clearing, like, fucking, you know, just, like, fire or whatever, and that looks cool. I mean, it's fucking cool. And then you fuck, if you save them up, though, you get to, like, the end, it's just fucking giant fucking dragon head. He comes out of the side of the screen, just fucking breathes fire and shit. And it's, yeah, it's fucking cool as shit. It's fucking looks awesome. Yeah, Golden Axe is a good game. Breaking news. There's your breaking news right there. It's this game called Golden Axe. You should probably check it out. It's cool. Yeah, let's get into, modern games that aren't so cool. It's fucking, Street Fighter V. yeah, I talked about it before. I mean, I had just fucking played it before I recorded the last podcast. So, yeah, I fucking played. Yeah, I played through a little bit more. I mean, I fucking the next few days, and it was after that. I'm like, oh, you know, the servers seemed a little bit more stable. I could actually play the game. You know, still fucking the last time I played it anyway. There was fucking still to fuck around with it. Still no fucking. Still wasn't supporting the arc, you know, either of my arcade sticks. I had to use fucking program called Joy to Key, which is just pretty much like just sets up like your sticks a fucking control. You know what I mean? Yeah, a controller. I work fine, I guess, but it's just like it's a pain in the ass. I gotta like fucking. I launched the game and be like, oh fuck, I didn't fucking do that. Didn't fucking open up that fucking Joy to Key program before. So now I gotta fucking close it and fucking, you know what I mean, make sure it's on the right fucking profile and blah blah blah. So yeah, cool. Then, you know, the usual fucking, you know, fucking with graphic settings. I mean, I just fucking opened it up as a new game. I had fucking the NVIDIA experience or whatever on the computer. What that is, it's just a fucking program. You open it up and it, the game's like supported. Supposed to, you know, look at your fucking, what you're using and fucking optimize it. You know what I mean? Just fucking like, oh, this is fucking the best, you know what I mean? Best setting to fucking have it optimized. You just fucking click the button, open the game and go. So I did that and I'm like fucking like, oh, you know, it seems fine, looks good. And then like fucking you get to like a certain, it's like, oh, this runs fucking great, it looks great. And you get to like a certain fucking stage and it's just like fucking, you know, they just turn into fucking like slow motion, like shitty, like just like, dude, this is, you know, what the fuck? Like it's just one, like certain, there's a fucking, like a waterfall stage in the game. And it's like, oh, it's playing fine. Then, like, if you go to, like, one side of the screen and get in a corner, it's like, oh, this fucking just, like, slow motion. Like, so that's fucking running like shit. It's like, oh, that's fucking cool. So, frame rate just turns to shit. So it's like, yeah, you know, I played the fucking, you know, PC fucking settings mini game. Just fucking, like, I'll just turn the resolution down a little bit, I guess. And, like, you know what I mean? Turn the shadows down. And, like, that seemed to work fine, I guess. But again, PC gaming is great, and it also sucks pretty bad. Yeah, so I actually get to, you know, play the game for the most part, yeah, just fucking not impressed in general with the fucking game at all. Didn't fucking, right off the bat, just fucking just like, dude, like, you know, I'm playing like survival mode or whatever, which is like pretty much all you got to play in the game. Didn't grab me out right off the bat, like, fucking, you know what I mean, like, fucking, well, again, I'm not, like, a huge, like, fucking, whatever the fuck they call them, like, a fighting game, whatever, the fucking fanboy fucking fight club, fucking fighting game fucking, club, whatever the fuck, fanboy club. I'm not a fucking card-carrying member, but, I mean, I played fucking a lot of fighting games through, you know, throughout my fucking 30 plus years of fucking life, you know what I mean? Fucking, I played some fucking Street Fighter 2 in the fucking arcade and fucking Mortal Kombat. I had the fucking old school, like, fucking fighting random people in the fucking arcade playing Street Fighter, so, yeah. So I'm fucking just playing. It's like, the game just was not fucking grabbing me. It didn't grab me at all. It's not like fucking Street Fighter 4, which I really like fucking Street Fighter 4, or, even like, you know, Killer Instinct, they're fucking Dead or Alive, any of them, pick one. Just not grab me. It's just fucking, it's just a lot of it has to do with the fact that there's fucking, there's nothing there to do. There's fucking no modes, fucking everything's so fucking bare boned. Play through the fucking, the story mode, quote, story mode, which, isn't like anything like an arcade mode. It's just, it's all fucking one round fights for each character. It's fucking, you know, some of them do like, you go through like three fucking fights. Another one might do like four. I think some of them might even be fucking like two. And it's just it's super fucking easy. I mean, even for me, I mean, again, I'm not fucking, I'm just like, I barely know how to play the fucking game. I'm just fucking hitting a couple buttons and like, it's just like super, super easy. So I cleared that entire mode out in like a fucking hour. I might have already talked about it in the fucking, the last episode there, but man, that fucking art is just fucking awful. Like, this is fucking just straight, almost looks like a storyboard of, you know, insert cutscene here that they didn't fucking have the money to do. So it's just like, oh, here's the storyboard, except fucking, like, just the art itself is just fucking, like, God, fucking awful. It's bad. Real bad. I actually, put up a review on the site, and it's fucking like, it's one of those things. I try to be like, you know what I mean? Try to be like, I'll put the, whatever screenshot I use for the review. I try to make it like, you know, gameplay for the most part, but I'm like, dude, this is so bad. It's fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking, just fucking like almost funny that it's bad, but it's not, because it's fucking, it's just terrible. So I put up the fucking art as the screenshot because it's pretty awful. So I was saying that, yeah, fucking story mode's fucking hot shit. So the only real fucking thing worth doing is the survival mode, which, and I usually like survival mode. It's just fucking, it's just like, you know, endless, or like, you know, it's, depending on the game, it's either just fucking like, it'll be like an endless battle, just fucking fight as long as you can, just fucking go and see, you know what I mean? The further you go, the higher your score is, like, whatever. But it's usually pretty good to fucking, you know, get just, you know, pick a character and go. You're constantly, you're not waiting. You're constantly fighting and you're, you know, getting a good handle on learning the characters and, you know, battling people and fucking, yeah. But, that's it for fucking Street. I mean, that's fucking all that's really worth anything in fucking Street Fighter. Except, survival mode, they fucked that up too. Just fucking, they made it so it's fucking like gimmicky. It's gimmicky bullshit. It's not like fucking, I don't like some, you know, again, it's certain games handle it differently, but, fucking Jesus Christ, dude. There's like a fucking flock of dogs just fucking barking. It's ridiculous. This is why I fucking record it fucking night, usually. Yeah, you fucking, you spend, so it's like you're playing the fucking survival mode and it's like, you know, you'll fucking finish a round and then it gives you like a score per round, but then it's like, oh, well, you can spend your, you know, your score on supplements. And what that means is it gives you like different options. It's like, you know, you can recover your health, like certain, you know, low or fucking medium or high, like fucking how much health do you want to regenerate. And that the more you do, the more fucking money it costs, like whatever. I mean, that's like, all right, I guess. I mean, if you're trying to fucking learn a character, that's fine. But it's just kind of shitty that it's, you know what I mean? So they didn't make it like fucking gimmicky like that. Like you can just be like, oh, you go and fucking either, refills your health every time or fucking like the better you do, like fuck, you know what I mean? Like fucking that would leave you with more fucking health on the bar when you start the next fight, like whatever. Or you can fucking spend the points to, fill up meters, like your fucking special meter, your fucking V trigger, all that shit. Yeah, but then you can fucking also spend it to fucking, like, fuck with your attack and your defense stats. So it's like, dude, this isn't, I don't know, it's fucking just dumb and fucking stupid, I don't know. Like, you're supposed to, you know, trying to learn a character, and meanwhile I'm fucking, you know, boosting my fucking, my attack, my defense. Like, that doesn't fucking help at all. It's fucking dumb. Yeah, I'd rather just have it, like, fucking endless, you know, endless battle go. Fucking, like, that'd be fucking much better. And that's what I fucking, a lot of games is what I fucking spend most of my time in, is just, you know what I mean, fucking Killer Instinct, fucking Dead or Alive, I'm just fucking, survival, just fucking go, fucking, you know what I mean, just fucking go nuts and see how long you can last, and through the course of that, you fucking learn the characters, but now they fuck it up. And then it's like fucking, also, it's not even like what I don't like doing in those games, is, you know, they have like the, just a straight up, just, you versus a, you know, CPU versus the fucking computer. You know, to set up a battle and fucking go, which is like, it's almost like a arcade mode without whatever. I mean, except you can fucking like, make your own settings, like who you're facing, like, you know what I mean? How many rounds, like all that type of shit. I usually do survival mode instead of that. It's just like fucking, I hate like, in between matches, like setting everything up, like, you know what I mean? Survival mode, you just keep going and going, whatever. But they just, you can't even fight, there's not even an option for that in fucking Street Fighter V. You can't fucking do it. It's fucking ridiculous. So, yeah, it just, Street Fighter V sucks. There's just like nothing to do in that fucking game. Unless you want to go online and fucking, you know what I mean, that's about it, and fucking play people, and, you know, somebody, again, I'm not fucking, I've played a lot of fighting games, I'm not fucking, you know what I mean, I'm not great at them, and I'd rather fucking spend, especially early on, that, you know, my time fucking learning characters and learning fucking combos and learning systems and all that shit. I can't do it, you know what I mean? I can't do, there's no fucking mode for me to do that in, like, really. So, yeah, I mean, the fucking game itself, I mean, it's fucking, like, it sucks, too. This is one of these games where I'm, like, it almost, like, I'm, like, when I'm, like, debating, like, should I buy a fucking, like, PlayStation 4, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, like, one of those ones that, like, went over the edge, like, well, I fucking love Street Fighter 4, so Street Fighter 5 should be fucking awesome. It's only on fucking PlayStation 4, so it's, like, yeah, it's fucking one of the, you know, like, a system seller type game. I mean, granted, yeah, they bought it on fucking PC. Yeah, shit changes, I guess. But it's just, like, dude, this is just fucking hot shit. This is fucking ridiculous. This is bad. Like, straight up bad. So, I mean, my fucking, what I was usually doing, I'd fucking boot it up, I'd fucking play for, like, 45 minutes, and, like, whatever, and fucking, like, and I just get fucking bored and fucking just shut it off and play something else. And it's one of those things, too, where it's like, dude, I don't want to be a fucking dick, and I fucking, you know what I mean? I don't want to fucking hate jumping on fucking, like, the band, you know, bandwagons. This is fucking, this game's getting shit from, like, everybody. Yeah, it got fucking, it was getting, like, crucified on fucking Steam, like, 40% review score. And, like, honestly, that sounds about right. Like, you know, most people fucking just don't even bother with this fucking piece of shit game. I wouldn't be bad. I just don't understand how they fucking get away with this shit. They're charging $60 for it. Yeah, dude, I fucking, you know, I wrote up a review and shit, and, like, again, it's just, like, fucking, dude, I hate fucking being, like, jumping on that fucking bandwagon, you know, of just fucking, like, it's almost like a outrage now, like, fucking, like, fake, like, even, like, fucking, I was just, like, skimming through it. I seen, like, shit, like, forums, like, oh, I'll leave all, you know, negative reviews everywhere you can on fucking Steam, or whatever, Steam and Metacritic, till they fix it, and then, like, I don't know, some people are like, oh, well, when they fix it, then you can change your review, and but it's like, dude, not even that, it's the fact they've spent fucking $60 on this fucking game, fucking completely broken, pretty much, for, like, the first fucking day, and then, like, after that, this is fucking nothing to do, and fucking, I don't give a shit if they're, like, fucking, you know, they're saying, like, oh, all this shit's coming in March, and blah, 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 and it's just like, dude, like, well, that's cool, but I spent $60 fucking now, you know what I mean, there's fucking nothing for me to do. I almost feel like, yeah, I hate being, like a fucking, like, hypocrite or something, because I'm just, like, thinking, like, a lot of the online-only, or, like, online, like, fucking mostly games, like I was thinking, like, fucking, like, Rainbow Six or something, Rainbow Six Siege. Got a lot of shit, too, for just being like, oh, well, it's online only. Well, I don't like online games and, like, whatever. And it's just like, but, I mean, the game fucking launched. It was, you know, worked fine for me anyway. I don't know, fucking, some people might have problems with it, but I fucking didn't. But it's also, there's, like, this fucking, like, nice ramp up of shit to do if you don't want to play online or fuck, you know what I mean? Because it's like, at least that game had, like, had, like, the scenarios, I think they were called, where it's, like, fucking, you know, basically learning characters, just, like, single player, just fucking, like, oh, there's bots, and fucking go, learn the maps, learn fucking whatever, learn that. Then, like, even beyond that, it's, like, well, now if you feel comfortable with that, and the last mission of that was fucking just going online and fucking doing, like, almost like a little terrorist hunt thing, so it's, like, oh, I feel better with that, so, you know, you can dick around with that for a while, and it's, like, oh, well, here's, like, you know, another mode, like, terrorist hunt. Oh, now it's, like, co-op, so it's, like, all right, dude, cool, go play fucking co-op for a while. It's, like, all right, you feel good about that, go play fucking, you know, matches against, like, real people, and then, like, it wouldn't even let you go into, like, a ranked game until you had enough, like, XP to be, like, okay, well, now, you know what I mean, I know the basics, now I can go into fucking ranked. And Street Fighter is just like, dude, it's just like fucking, because it's just a 1v1 fucking fighting game, so it's like, dude, like, what do? I play this fucking super easy fucking story mode for like 2 seconds, this fucking gimmicky survival mode shit, and then it's like, well, okay, now what? Go online? Fuck, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, like, cool, I don't know, not even that I don't know, it's fucking Street Fighter, I mean, I'm not, you know what I mean, I'm not fucking super deep into it, but it's just fucking like, I don't feel like, you know what I mean, I don't feel like fucking playing people yet, really, because you force me to do it, and then when I do it, it's like fucking shitty. I made a little fucking thing, if I can find it, even fucking all over the place, as usual. Yeah, so I made a test before I fucking, I'm like, alright, well, I think I'm pretty sure this game is a piece of shit, and I was gonna write my review. So I did a legit, like, test. I'm like, all right, let's just go fucking, I'll do a matchmaking test. So I said, looked at the clock. I'm like, I'm going to go an hour and fucking ranked games. Just fuck, you know what I mean? See how many games I get, like, what the fucking, you know what I mean? What the connection's like how it goes. Again, this is like 3 days after the game was out. So I'd been just about as fucking, just about done with the fucking game. I'm like, dude, I'm fucking done. Just see what happens. You know what I mean? So I fucking go to 20 minutes. I had fucking, you know, 20 minutes in. I'm like, no matches coming up. I'm sorry. What I did was fucking, it was playing survival mode. And, I had, ranked requests on and just fucking everything else besides that, everything on is fucking every, you know, play with PS4 people, play with PC people, play with fucking any skill. It doesn't matter. Just find me a fucking game type of deal. Yeah, 20 minutes and nothing's coming up, no matches. It wasn't until fucking 35 minutes in I found my first fucking fight against somebody named Poopy Poop Farts, who was on PS4. Yeah, the connection was pretty good, and that was it. I mean, fucking, like, I don't know, decent game, I guess. I don't think I ended up losing, but, like, whatever. I'm like, yeah, fucking, you know, at least the connection's good, like, whatever. Everything seems fine. And then that was it for the hour. That was the only fight I had, fucking entire hour fucking playing that fucking game. Then after the hour was up, I'm like, oh, I'll finish up the fucking survival mode, like, whatever. And then, yeah, randomly get another person in, fucking, and the lag was, like, awful, like, unplayable fucking lag. And then, like, fucking halfway through the match, it just dropped us, and, like, that was it, fucking end of the connection. And then, yeah, then I'm like, all right, well, maybe it's because I'm in fucking the survival mode. Like, maybe if I just go and, like, try to search for, like, real ranked matches, you know what I mean? Fucking cut out, like, the, downtime between the fucking the game's loading and, like, whatever, in between matches. Maybe if I just fucking sit there and just ranked matchmake, you know what I mean? That'll be better. So I just fucking go. And, yeah, fucking first one I found, it took like, you know, three or 4 minutes. I'm like, ah, it's not bad. And I fucking stopped playing. It's like, well, this is fucking laggy as shit. Like, I can barely fucking play. Then it's fucking the next one's like, the next one took me like 10 minutes to fucking find a match. And like, just fucking again, just laggy as shit. And it's just like, dude, this sucks. Like, fucking, I'm sitting here waiting. Like, you know what I mean? Fucking looking at this fucking wheel spinning, fucking in the rank thing, waiting for to find a fucking match. And then fucking the games are like unplayable when I actually find them. Yeah, so I just had a problem. You know, I just have a fucking problem. This game fucking just pisses me off, like, to no end. Just because, again, one of those games I was looking forward to. And again, it's just fucking like this. Like, thinking of, like, this week, I'm like, man, fucking Street Fighter V, I can't wait to play a fucking fighting game, you know what I mean? This will be fucking cool. I was all fucking had my heart set for just fucking fighting games, dude, and fucking for this week. And, yeah, can't fucking do that. I'm just fucking, the problem is, I mean, you know, people are saying, like, oh, I'll wait for the updates, so I'll just wait for the updates, wait for the fixes. Oh, if you don't, you should know that, you know, Capcom said it was going to be like this, and fucking, yeah, they also fucking, they charge fucking full price, you know what I mean, when the game came out, and that's what I'm looking at. This is fucking just, dude, this isn't a fucking $60 game, like, this is a fucking shitty fucking beta. It's fucking pretty bad. And then it's like, you think, like, well, when those updates roll out, you know what I mean, say they fix the game, like, whatever, I mean, well, what the fuck is the point of this fucking game anyway? It's like, fucking, there's so many other fighting games that are fucking already out that are better. And again, I'll go on later, fucking the ones I played instead, and it's like fucking playing those, like, dude, these games look better, there's a ton more here to do, and it's just fucking like, I don't know, what I don't get what the fuck, what happened. Yeah, Street Fighter V is a fucking disaster. That's it, and that's fucking how it goes. I'm going to take a break, and I'll be back.
Not ashamed of the things we do. Train, fight, and fuck. Train, fight, fuck. Give me a bottle, Jack Daniels will do. Stay out of my way, I'm gonna flatten you. Give me a girl, I don't care who. Cause train, fight, fuck is what I'm gonna do. Train, fight, and fuck. Just fight, fuck.
And we're back with the Grunt Free Press podcast. A little warning, might get a little off the rails. I mean, I said fucking, as previously explained, it's like this whole week, it's like my week was going to be fucking Street Fighter V, but nope, that fucking dude, I uninstalled that shit pretty quick. I said fuck it. It's fucking not even going to bother. That's my thing, too. It's like fucking hate, like, it happens sometimes, too, a lot this fucking recently, especially fucking, like, online games where it's like, oh, well, this shit's fucked up for a little bit. That's the thing, too. It's like fucking, I'm not going to sit there and look at a fucking, like, waiting for fucking match screen or like fucking like whatever or just fucking, I'm not gonna fucking waste my fucking time like, oh, this will be fucking fixed. Oh, is it fixed now? Is it fixed now? How about now? Like, you know what I mean? I don't fucking, fuck that. I got fucking plenty of other shit to do, better shit to do than fucking wait for that. So this fucking Street Fighter V's fucking uninstalled, and as far as I'm concerned, like, fuck that game hard. But yeah, so I'm like fucking sitting there with my stick in my hand, my fucking arcade stick, just fucking like, yeah, what do I gotta do now? Like, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna play? So fucking Golden Axe 2, I played I love that. I fucking really like that first game. So I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking check out the rest of the series. So going through my ROMs or whatever, fucking I'm like, yeah, cool, Golden Axe 2, fucking I guess it was wasn't even in the arcade originally. I guess it was only on Genesis at first, but it's on MAME just because it was on, they called it Mega Play. If you have a lot of games on there, you'll see it's just like Mega Play or Power Play or some shit, and that's what I think it is. I mean, again, I'm not a researcher or a fucking historian, but I think they pretty much put a fucking Genesis in an arcade cabinet and called it a day. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, like, oh, you can play these fucking Genesis games in the fucking arcade, just fucking, or whatever, whoever the fuck. Just, you know what I mean? So, it's, that was that. And yeah, Golden Axe 2, you know, it wasn't that different from the first Golden Axe. You could definitely tell, or I could tell from the fucking, the graphics and the sound. I'm like, this is a pretty big step down from even the first game, you know? Because, you know, the first game I was playing was a fucking, like, real arcade game. This was just a fucking, you know, pretty much a Genesis fucking version. So, you could tell. Lots of the fucking enemies are just fucking, you know what I mean, the same guy. Just, they palette swap them, and it's fucking just like, it's a lot of that. And there wasn't really an issue in fucking the first Golden Axe. I mean, there were a lot of the same guys, but it's just like, fucking, like, they're all, a lot of different guys look different, like, whatever. And then the spells, too, that you're fucking casting, I'm like, dude, these just don't look nearly as good. Like, they look pretty shitty compared to fucking the first one, but I played through it and just like, it's okay. Bit of a disappointment, I mean, compared to the first game, but it's fun, like, whatever. Worth playing, I guess. Just fucking, I really like the first Golden Axe a lot better. So they played, another one, the third one, I guess, I'm assuming, was Golden Axe, The Revenge of Death Adder, which is a pretty cool fucking name for a pretty cool game. And then on the flip side of fucking Golden Axe 2, only being on Genesis and having, like, that kind of, like, screwy, like, fucking Mega Play shit in the arcade, like, the third one was only in the arcade. I don't think it ever came to Genesis. The fucking, the graphics and the effects are fucking, I thought they were great. I mean, they're fucking, like, real good. The sound seemed kind of off, like, seemed kind of dull, but that might have just been, like an emulation issue on the thing, because sometimes you start up a main game, it'll fucking give you, like, a screen, like, you know, the fucking emulation is not 100%, like, whatever. So that might have something to do with it, but it's just like, it seems like, you know, I'm missing some sound, or some sounds are too quiet, like, whatever. Noticed that, but, also, this is another disappointment. Was there's no my chick wasn't there. My fucking main go-to from 1 and 2, the fucking chick in her underwear. Instead, the you know, I clicked on one. I'm like, this looks like the chick, and then it's like fucking it's a fucking centaur fucking running around, and instead of a gnome, there's some fucking guy with the fucking pitchfork and blonde hair. I'm like, these fucking characters are fucking weird. Like, even like fucking as far as, like, you know, Golden Axe, you know what I mean, that fucking fantasy shit, I'm like, there's fucking just weird choices here. It's a pretty cool game though. I fucking liked it. That was fucking Golden Axe, Revenge of Death Adder. I thought I had more than that, but I don't know. Again, I'm off today. I apologize, but just fucking notes are all over the place, so whatever. I'll just go fucking go in order here. Far Cry Primal, huh? How about that? Not out yet, but picked it up. Pre-order, whatever you want to call it. Comes out March 1st. I go to CD Keys. I got it for $34. Yeah, it's fucking whatever. I'm just hoping it's good. Fucking again, I wasn't a huge fan of Far Cry 4, but this looks different, so that's something at least. So worst case scenario is it's fucking Far Cry, more Far Cry 4, which is basically Far Cry 3.5 anyway. Just the setting of Primal seems cool. It's the fucking like caveman type shit and fucking taming animals and calling animals to come fucking help you fight and all that. So hopefully there's, I'm just hoping there's fucking a lot of like new shit to fucking do. And it's not just fucking, oh, here's more Far Cry, you know? Yeah, I just fucking thought I'd point that out. CD Keys, $34, might be worth a shot if, something you're looking into. And you have a PC, I guess. Fucking PC / Arcade Master Race is, that's my new band. And I played some more of The Witcher, the first one, and it's fucking, it's been a couple weeks since I really played it, and I was thinking, it's going to be tough. It's kind of a complex game, you know, a fucking massive RPG. I just thought it was going to be tough going back into it after a couple weeks. But as soon as I started playing, I'm like, yeah, it's a little bit too, the controls, but they're pretty straightforward. I mean, fucking, plus you can fucking, has that pause you can do, so there's anything like combat-wise, like, oh, I just fucking hit spacebar and fucking pauses, and I can fucking, fuck around the menus and, like, do whatever. I fucking, within, like, a couple minutes, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is fine. I'm fucking right back into it. I'm like, I couldn't really remember what the fuck I was doing. Then I'm like, I wonder what this quest is. And they fucking followed it into a room with this, like, I don't know, it was ridiculous. Probably, like, fucking, like, 20 dudes all fucking, like, trying to jump me. I'm like, oh, okay, this is probably gonna suck. Then I'm like, nope, it's fucking, like, whatever. Came right back again. I fucking just slaughtered everybody. Fucking fucked them all up, and fucking blood squirting all over the fucking place, fucking their heads are coming off. I'm like, yep, alright, that's fucking, this game's pretty cool. And fucking, it's a couple bosses too. Again, I don't know, I was dicking around a lot before, just like, trying to fucking save up for something, or just like whatever, wandering around doing like little things. But I'm like, fucking right into a fucking boss, and again, just fucked them up, you know what I mean? I just fucking fucked, like, two bosses up in a row, like, fucking, it seems like I didn't fucking miss a beat, going, not playing it for so long. Game's cool. I got into some new area. I'm like, it's fucking giant fucking city. I randomly walk, like, one of the first houses I walk into, some fucking, guys just fucking, like, give me a hard time. Saying, like, oh, leave my daughter alone, and fucking, oh, you fucking guys all coming in here, you know, and fucking Geralt's fucking just like, what, dude, like, what are you talking about, he's fucking, oh, get out of here, so then fucking, gives you the choice of what to do, you can just leave, and of course, I'm just like, yeah, why don't you make me, you fuck, and like, fucking start, like, fist fighting the guy, and just, like, beat the shit out of him, fucking, like, that was pretty good, and fucking, like, there's fucking nobody around, still, like, fucking giant fucking haymaker, just fucking knocking his fucking teeth out, and then fucking, like, slow motion, just, like, fucking crotch dropping and dancing and shit. Pretty good. Then I fucking went upstairs and, like, talked to his daughter. Thought I was gonna be able to bang her right there, but no, she gave me some fucking, like, some quest item for some quest I'd fucking, I hadn't even fucking started yet, but I'm like, oh, whatever, that's cool. I mean, fucking open worldish fucking game, Witcher's a good game. Let's keep saying that. Keep plugging along at that. Another one, just go down, fucking just random fucking shit. I played Ultra Weapon X, another MAME game, arcade game, fucking, vertically scrolling, like, bullet hell type shooter. Basically, because I've been listening to, I'm fucking running out of podcasts to listen to at fucking, at work. All my MAME shit's either fucking, like, I don't know, fucking... I used to, like, go back, like, oh, if I'd find something I like, I'd listen to, like, from episode one to fucking on, just listen to the entire thing. It's like, this will fucking last me forever. And now I'm like, I'm fucking way too much time at work to fucking listen to fucking podcasts. I mean, fucking all day pretty much. So it's like, I'm running out of shit. And then, it's the one I fucking, listened to a couple times called Retro Obscura. which is, you know, the part of some fucking network that does, like, all, like, fucking, you know, all gaming type shit, mostly fucking older shit, but, I'm like, oh, it's pretty good, dude. It's fucking pretty good podcast. They're talking about, you know, just fucking random shit. That's what they do every week, pretty much, just talk about fucking random, like, old games that they're playing. A little bit more, professional than me, maybe a little bit more knowledgeable on the subject. Other than me, I'm just like, ah, whatever. I play games and I just fucking smash buttons and I talk about it. Like, they know, like, history and, like, whatever, you know? But yeah, Ultra Weapon X, it's, I guess it's an Ultraman game. And I have fucking no clue who the fuck Ultraman is, but, yeah, going from the game itself, I mean, I guess it's some robot guy who fucking fights fucking giant turds and fucking crabs and shit in space, but, yeah, the game itself is pretty cool, and by cool, I mean it's fucking weird as shit, it's pretty standard, just one of those fucking shmup, shoot 'em up, fucking whatever, you know, fucking bullet hell games. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty standard, but, some weird ass fucking, like, Japanese music going on. And, I guess all the sprites, like the fucking enemies you're fighting, they're just like pretty much like real pictures of people and like fucking like monster suits and shit. It's fucking weird. It's a fucking weird game. But, yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean, it's fucking not bad as far as like, you know, obscure fucking arcade games go. Fucking Ultra Weapon X, man. It's fucking just they said it was weird on fucking Retro Obscura, and fucking sure enough, I mean, pretty fucking weird game, but it was where I'm glad I played it at least once. It's fucking, it's an experience. So then I went to another obscure game called Super Contra, or Super C, which is, you know, the second Contra. Again, it's one of those things. It's just fucking like, dude, I have, you know, fucking arcade stick in my lap. I'm like, what am I gonna play? Oh, I'm gonna play something that fucking I can use my arcade stick with. Arcade's MAME fucking Master Race, I guess. Yeah, fucking, you know, I just wanted to play fucking, I was thinking, I'm like, fuck it, I always go back, like, dude, it fucking took me forever to beat Contra, I want to be fucking Super C, and then just fucking, like, again, and fucking, like, if I can just go back to, like, the actual arcade, you know what I mean, fucking just the arcade, not, like, the NES, like, it's probably a better version. Yeah, I could never beat fucking Super C on fucking Nintendo, the NES, or whatever, but, you know, fucking, you know, original Contra on fucking Nintendo, I'm fucking solid on it. I can beat it pretty much no problem every time. And fucking Super C always gave me trouble. Always had fucking trouble with it. But, I mean, same with fucking, you know, Life Force and, you know, Life Force I was talking about last week, I think, which is fucking, or Salamander in the fucking arcade. Just fucking Konami, they're arcade games, they're fucking, you know, they're tough, they're just as tough as the fucking the NES game, it's fucking hard as balls. I mean, you can't just fucking keep popping in quarters and fucking, you know, popping quarters to fucking get through, like, it gives you, like, you know, it keeps setting you back when you die and shit, or, you know, in Super C, it's fucking, you have, like, same as the NES, you have, like, the three lives or whatever, you start off with the three lives and fucking three continues, and, like, that's it, it's fucking brutal, just as brutal as the fucking Nintendo game, although I will say, doing the, you know, the Super C, the most trouble I always had is the fucking, the top-down levels, I could never get a fucking hang of those. But I will say with the fucking stick, those are, you know, feel a hell of a lot better. I was doing better with those. Yeah, so if I fucking, again, it's pretty much the same game as the fucking NES version. Just, you know, it looks a little bit better and shit. It's fucking, they have, always, if I don't know which one you would consider more goofy, is always the problem I had with the arcade version of Contra and this one, where the NES, you'll jump and the guy, like, curls up at a little fucking ball when he jumps. And it's fucking, like, that's, you know, what I saw at first. I was used to that, you know. And you play the arcade version, they, like, fucking, like, do, like, flips, like, they fucking, like, flip, like, fucking do backflips and shit, and, like, fucking, that just looks weird and goofy, but, what's more goofy, I guess, I don't know, just the NES version, I've, you know, I'd seen definitely fucking the most of it before I was even fucking aware of the arcade version, so, yeah, so I fucking played it, and fucking, and Super C did fucking just about as good or as bad as it did in the fucking NES. A really good game. It's just fucking Jesus Christ, it's fucking hard. So I don't know if like it's just fucking one of those things that, you know, the Contra games is a lot of it's just like memorization and shit. It's like, I don't know if I can hold both my knowledge of fucking Contra in my head and then my fucking knowledge of this game at the same time. I don't know. It's tough. And then again, with the arcade sticks, I played some, Dead or Alive 5. You know, I fucking talked about quite a bit, you know, fuck Street Fighter 5. That game's fucking pretty bad. It fucking ruined my plans to fucking play a fighting game this week. Yeah, so again, fucking, you know, it just sucks too. I had been looking forward to fucking Street Fighter V for so long. It's just fucking, you know, I was debating in my head, just like, you know, do I just deal with it? You know, am I just going to deal with the fucking the shitty online? Just keep playing Street Fighter V. Then I'm like, dude, why? Why would I fuck? You know, I have fucking all these other games. Like, fucking, there's no fucking point. Yeah, so, first thing I did, I popped in some Killer Instinct. It's fun as shit. As soon as I popped it in, I'm like, holy shit. I mean, it's just fucking, just like looking at it, just fucking, I'm like, dude, as soon as I started playing, I'm like, dude, this is fucking miles ahead of fucking Street Fighter, you know? Even that, which is like, whatever, I think that was like $20. I mean, granted, it's not fair, like, you know, fucking Killer Instinct's been out for like however long, like fucking 2.5-3 years at this point. I think season 3 is coming out soon, so it's like, yeah, well, it might not be fair to compare that and Street Fighter 5, which just came out, but it's also like fucking Killer Instinct. I think it was like $20 for like the first season or some shit, and like $20 for the second one, like whatever, you know. It wasn't a full fucking $60 release. They knew they didn't have the fucking the modes and shit to be there, but yeah, it's fucking like, it was kind of my effort, like, especially with that game, too. I'm like, alright, I'm gonna fucking, this, you know, this is the time I'm gonna get good at fighting games with fucking, Killer Instinct. So I played that, just ticked around for a bit. I just fucking went through, like, the arcade mode, the story mode or whatever, of a few characters. Fucking, you know, I hadn't played for a while, so just fucking around. It's just like, dude, just visually, I think it looks a fuck of a lot better than fucking Street Fighter. It plays a hell of a lot better, like, you know what I mean? All those modes, just like, why, you know what I mean? I don't know. Anyway, but keeping in that vein, I'm looking through, you know, my Xbox. I'm like, dude, I still have, like, on my pins in my Xbox, still a fucking Dead or Alive 5. I'm like, yeah, I probably had it there for a reason, so, click on that, and it's like, dude, like, fucking, again, I like Killer Instinct a lot, but it's like, dude, I played Dead or Alive 5 a lot, and I just feel like, you know, that's fucking my style of fucking fighting games. Granted, again, it's different. It's fucking 3D, which, not really that much. I don't know why fucking, you know, people make like big deals about that shit. Like fucking, oh, 3D games. I only play fucking 2D. I mean, it's fucking Dead or Alive 5 for the most part. It's on like a fucking 2D plane. You know what I mean? You can sidestep fucking forward and back, and it's about it for the fucking difference. Even then, the fucking, you know, graphically, fucking Dead or Alive 5, it's a fucking old game. It's I don't know when it originally came out, but the version on Xbox One and shit, and it's fucking PS4 and I guess the PC too. It's a fucking like a remaster. It might have added some other. I think there's almost like a Game of the Year edition type thing from it's originally on fucking 360 and shit. Like, so it's a fucking, you know, older game. It's not even fucking just that older on the new systems. Like, it's a fucking old game, you know, older anyway. I was playing, I'm like, yeah, it fucking looks good. I mean, like, you can tell, you know, some of the, like, the textures and shit, if you look in, like, you know, in, like, you know, the forest, it's like, yeah, it's fucking, some of the textures look kind of flat, but again, it's a fucking last generation game, you know what I mean? Just fucking up-res a little bit, and it's fucking, even this just makes, like, Street Fighter look like even a bigger sack of shit, you know? So yeah, it's bad. It's just Dead or Alive 5 is completely, fully featured. I mean, the fucking, the training modes are fucking great. Fucking arcade mode, fucking, real fucking survival modes. Tons of fucking options for online. Fucking ridiculous, like, ridiculous amounts of fucking costumes and shit, and fucking hot girls to put them on, you know? And it's just like, and guys, lots of hot guys. Yeah, even that, I'm fucking excited playing. Like, even then, I'm like, dude, I'm fucking, like, this is, like, incredible. Like, this game is fucking nuts. And I'm, like, fucking looking through, and they have, like, all, like, the costumes and shit. And this game gets shit, Dead or Alive gets shit for, like, oh, like, all this fucking, like, cosmetic shit, fucking cost, you know, the charging, like, microtransactions and blah, blah, blah. And I spent fucking quite a bit of money before on fucking the costumes, but I'm like, dude, immediately after fucking, you know, after playing Street Fighter and playing this, I'm like, dude, this game is, like, incredible. You know what I mean? So I'm like, dude, like, I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to support these guys. So I went out and I bought fucking, like, the new fucking, like, costume pack for, like, $100 or whatever. I'm just like, dude, I'm just fucking, like, this is just ridiculous, like, in comparison, like, you know. So it's like, fuck it, dude. I fucking bought dumb shit for everybody else. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Again, it's just fucking, this game's here for, like, oh, I need a fighting game. This is fucking my fighting game, I guess, because, yeah, even, like, you know, I was a little worried. I'm like, ah, this is fucking older game. It's on fucking, I have it on fucking the Xbox, which is, like, you know, probably the least amount of people. I guess the PC version I kind of fucked over, too. So, again, PC Master Race, question mark. But I guess, yeah, I don't fucking fighting games just have, like, a history of getting fucked over on PC or what, but yeah, I guess they fucked a lot of shit up on the PC version. But it's like, I'm like, ah, I get on Xbox One, fucking probably smaller audience than, like, the PS4, like, whatever, and kind of worried I wasn't gonna be able to find anybody online to play. But I was playing, I just left the fucking requests on, just fucking, instead of doing, like, whatever, like, stoic arcade mode or something, just going through with other people, leaving it on, and yeah, it people fucking matches popping up. I mean, fuck, it wasn't like crazy, like one after another or anything, but it's like fucking this pretty, Jesus, fuck. It played like, I don't know, fucking through a arcade, fucking arcade with somebody, you know, one or two people that fucking, you know, it takes like an hour or something, again, comparing to fucking brand new Street Fighter V. And it's like, I had fucking probably more fucking fight requests on Dead or Alive than that. I mean, I still had fucking, like, you know, 2, 3, 4 people popping up every time I was fucking playing, so people seem to still be playing, and fucking, you know what, the fucking, comparatively, I mean, fucking, the net code, like, you know, fucking almost no lag, like, it's fucking, if it was a little bit of lag, it was fucking definitely, like, playable, nothing I'd fucking complain about, and the fucking matches are, like, spot on, like, the fucking matchmaking in Dead or Alive 5 is, like, fucking, like, spot on, like, all the matches I played, fucking, whether I lost or I fucking won, it's just like, fucking, dude, they were so close, like, I always felt like I had a fucking chance. And granted, I'm fucking, like, you know, E or fucking E minus ranked, which is fucking one above, like, you know what I mean, the worst. I mean, fucking, like, whatever. So I'm pretty much, like, one step above, like, button mashing, pretty much. But it's like, the matchmaking's, like, fucking putting me against people that are sick, same level as I am, for the most part, you know what I mean? So it's like, dude, like, all the matches are fun. It's fucking great. It's fucking, yeah. Dead or Alive 5 is fucking amazing game, and I fucking love it so much. Yeah, that is fucking pretty much it, I think. I don't know, I feel like I'm skipping some stuff, but I don't know. What do I know? I just fucking have garbage notes to fucking go through. Yeah, I guess that's about it. The only other thing I got is some games I'm not playing. But I'm watching, which is a weird segment. Just because I talked about, before I was watching Game Informer, I think it was last week, I talked about Game Informer was putting up a super replay of Martian Gothic. That wrapped up this week, and fucking Jesus Christ, I was talking about, it's a bad fucking game, it's a bad fucking survival horror game, one of the worst, one of the fucking shittiest games I've ever seen. But yeah, they ended up fucking ending it this week, and man, it's not a fucking, yeah, it's gotta be, the ending fucking lives up to the fucking, the rest of the game is pretty shitty ending for a shitty game. Just fucking, that game's just the fucking worst. It's a fucking nightmare just watching it. I'm like, oh man, this is really rough. But that shit, kind of shit's fucking funny to watch anyway to me. Fucking pretty good. Yeah, and fucking just on that note, I mean, again, not to fucking be like taught. Again, this is the segment. This is a fucking, fucking official segment where I can just fucking just like, dude, like, talk about like whatever. But, yeah, fucking Tim Tari's leaving Game Informer, which, he's, if you know who he is, he's pretty much like, again, just go back to the fucking, any of the Game Informer replays and the super replays of the real shitty survival horror games in particular. He's kind of the backbone of it. He was always the one playing, and he talked to as he was playing, but, yeah, it's fucking, yeah, he's leaving Game Informer, which, you know, I fucking just figure is one of those things, like, literally like a fucking month ago, I was just getting back into watching those videos, or just fucking like whatever, and then just fucking like, yeah, and now he's fucking like, ah, I'm leaving, see you later. It's almost like, ah, Christ, you know, because I fucking started watching it, like, he's leaving, like, the fucking, like, the best part of the show is fucking leaving, that sucks. You know, as far, again, not a big fan of fucking mainstream fucking game journalists, obviously, but, you know, as far as those guys go, he was one of the better ones. He never seemed to fucking, you know, take shit too fucking seriously. I mean, fucking, that's one thing about fucking Game Informer crew, for the most part, is they're not, you know what I mean, they don't seem fucking, not they're not fucking, like, corrupt pieces of shit like everybody else, but I mean, fucking, you know what I mean, they fucking always just, like, kind of did their own thing, at least on those fucking, the replays or whatever, but, yeah, so I mean, fucking, whatever. See, Tim Tari, it fucking sucks that he's fucking leaving that show. Good luck, whatever the fuck he's doing, I guess. Just, I'm just hoping he doesn't fucking end up at, like, Giant Bomb or some bullshit. Because, again, that's fucking, you know, used to be fucking him and Dan Reichert. They used to be, like, the two fucking, like, the comedy fucking duo on there, and then fucking Dan left and went to fucking Giant Bomb. Now he's just fucking, like, yeah, I mean, those guys, fucking Giant Bomb guys, are fucking boring as shit. And even fucking Dan Reichert turned into a fucking pretty dull fucking piece of shit when he went there. So, yeah, it's fucking, it's one of those things, it's in general, I mean, fuck, it's like, oh, it's dumb, who fucking cares about fucking, like, you know, he's always fucking bag on people, like, fucking, you know, like, oh, why are you fucking watching people play games, you're just fucking playing them yourself on fucking, you know, why are you watching them on fucking YouTube or whatever, but, yeah, I've been fucking, actually, another one, and another fucking Game Informer replay, related one, I've been, watching him, fucking Tim Tari and, Dan Tack go through playing Dark Souls. And again, well, one of those things, I fucking love Dark Souls. It's like, oh, why don't you just fucking play Dark Souls? And fucking, I was thinking about it. Dark Souls 3 is coming out in April, and I was even thinking about before that. Like, if there's a game I'm going to go back and, like, you know, play again, fucking Dark Souls. If you've heard, all my longtime listeners know I fucking talk about Dark Souls quite a bit. But I've only played through it once. I've played through all of them once. Fucking Dark Souls 1 I played through once. Fucking 2 I played through once. Yeah, so I was thinking about it. Like, it was on my short list of, like, fucking, like, ah, I'm gonna go back and just play through Dark Souls again. But it's like, dude, I fucking, you know what I mean? I fucking never, like, I don't think I'd have time. I wouldn't have time between fucking, like, now and, like, the middle of April to fucking play through Dark Souls, like, completely. I mean, I could probably, like, fucking all fucking speedrun it or some bullshit, but it's like, nah, if I'm gonna play it, I want to fucking, like, take my time and dick around and, like, whatever, try to do everything I want to do. But, so I've just been fucking throwing on the super replay of fucking Dark Souls from fucking Game Informer, just, like, fucking in the background as I'm doing other shit, and it's pretty good. You know, it's a nice fucking halfway point, you know, nice halfway point between, like, fucking playing it myself or, like, fucking, you know, watching some fucking faggot fucking speedrunner just fucking glitch his way through it in, like, fucking, you know, half an hour or something, because, you know, Tim Tari's playing it. It's like, fuck, he's like, I guess he had played it before for, like, a couple hours, so, like, you know, I guess, you know, he's blowing through, like, the first, like, beginning of the game, and then it's like, he hits the point where it's, he doesn't know what the fuck's going on, like, what's gonna be next, and, again, I haven't played it since it fucking, you know, came out, like, 5 years ago or whatever. It's just fucking, like, I'm watching it, and it's like, dude, I remember just about everything from this fucking game, you know what I mean? That's fucking pretty good measurement of how memorable it is and what a good game it is. It's just like, fucking, like, oh, I know, you know what I mean? As soon as I fucking steps in an area, it's like, oh, yeah, I definitely fucking remember all this shit. Just watching somebody else play it for the first time is just fucking, you know, his reaction to some of the shit is fucking, like, brutal, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, it's just pretty funny. Yeah, it's just funny watching him go through some shit and just fucking, you know, he'll be like, oh, I think I got it. I think I'm fine. And it's like, you know what, some fucking trap is coming up, or you know what's fucking going on. Like, he's fucking right now, he's going to Blighttown, and the entire time fucking the guy playing with him is like, dude, you don't want to go to Blighttown, it's real bad. He's like, I think I got this, and fucking just like, you know what's coming up. It's just like, oh, no. Oh, shit, man, this is gonna fucking suck. And then fucking, like, him, like, stumbling into shit and, like, the reactions afterwards. I mean, that's great. I mean, it's fucking pretty good. That's it. And speaking of, yeah, fucking whatever. Again, it's just fucking, it's pretty good just to fucking throw in the background. I'll be fucking rolling butts or something. Just fucking throw that on and fucking looking up and down. It's fucking pretty funny. Speaking of games to fucking watch and not play, new Walking Dead game is coming out today, I think. It should be unlocked in a couple hours. It's one of the Telltale Walking Dead games, a spinoff called The Walking Dead Michonne, and I believe I'm saying that right. The black chick with the fucking samurai sword. So episode 1 should be out today. It's been a while since I even played a fucking Telltale game. I've liked most of them. I love fucking The Wolf Among Us, which is probably my favorite one. I had been playing fucking Game of Thrones, which was fucking running like such shit on Xbox One anyway. It's fucking like sound problems and really technical shit. I'm like, dude, this sucks. You know what I mean? The game itself seemed okay, but it's like, yeah, I can't even deal with the fucking, this shit. Is one of the ones I'm like, God, maybe let's wait, and then whatever, just fucking fell off. I never fucking bothered going back to it. It was fucking just between, you know, I saw that fucking pop up. I didn't even heard it. It hadn't been fucking advertised too much, the game's coming out, saw it fucking on Steam, Walking Dead Michonne. I'm like, ah, check that out. And just fucking, you know, this show just started back up, which I'm sure isn't a coincidence that fucking the game's fucking here and the fucking show's out. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I could fucking, you know, fucking check them out and see how that is. I mean, fucking those games, like an episode, usually fucking a little over an hour to play through an episode, whatever. So it should be a quick one to fucking play and review. There's fucking not much to them usually. That's like fucking every other journalist. It's like, oh, great, and fucking perfect for me. I can fucking play it and they can write a review and it's fucking barely interactive, and that's cool. But those games, usually the Telltale games, usually pretty good. Like fucking the stories are usually good and like whatever. Just know what you're getting into. It's not barely a fucking game, you know. That's about it. I mean, I don't know why the fuck this is so short. And fucking like, I'm like, I have so many fucking notes, like whatever, but blasted right through them. I don't know. Too much energy, I guess, the fucking this late in the day. That's it. I'll fucking end it here. Name is Absolute Deicide. Gruntfreepress.com is the website. You can get us on iTunes, I think, Stitcher, I think, archive.org, I think, Podcast Addict. I think a lot of stuff, but who knows what's true and what's not. That's it. And, fuck it. I don't know. Eat shit, I guess.